And good morning, everyone.
早上好，大家早上好。
And it's been about more than half a year since I have the message last time.
从我上次第一次讲到到现在已经超过了大概一年了。
Half a year.
半年。
And that was in July, on July the 26th.
那个是7月26号。
And I delivered a message about the fruit of the Spirit. I don't know if you guys still remember.
那次我讲的是圣灵的果子，我不知道大家还记得。
And specifically, I picked out the two P's, which is peace and patience.
我特别是讲到两个果子的两个方面，一个是平安
，and patience，
还有一个是忍耐。
And that's the reason I picked those because out of the order is because I think that was the characteristic we need to practice most during that time.
我选了这两个方面的果子方面，我想是因为我们当时正在这个瘟疫当中，我们特别需要平安和这个忍耐。
So today I'm going to continue with this topic.
今天我还继续会讲这个圣灵的果子。
And so today, I'm going to talk about the part two.
下面我就是讲圣灵的果子的第二部分。
And so come back to the first, and so will be the love and joy, and then kindness.
所以接着上面第一次部分讲了之后，我们今天是要讲仁爱、喜乐和恩慈。
So before I begin the actual message, let's read the God's word first.
在我们开始这个信息之前，我们先来读神的话语。
And if you could put the God's word on the screen, please.
我们可以把这个我们打在屏幕
上面。So we just read the Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-25, and then the book of Matthew chapter 22 and 37-40.
我们要读的是加拉太书五章二十二节到二十五节，马太福音二十二章三十七节。
Let's read. Use your Bible, and if you turn to the Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-25, I read the English version, and then Brother Yuanjun will read the Chinese version. Okay, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there's no law. Now, those who belong to Jesus, Christ Jesus, have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
好，下面我们用中文来念加拉太书第五章，我们从二十二节念到二十五节。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
All right, the second passage is from the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 37-40.
我们下面要读的是马太福音二十二章三十七节到四十节。
And 37, and he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost command. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend on the whole law and the prophets.
下面我们用中文来念马太福音二十二章，我们从三十七节念到四十节。耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。 这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
We thank the Lord for His precious word.
我们感谢主啊，给我们这样的珍贵宝贵的话语。
So today we are going to talk about the love, joy, and kindness.
我们今天要特别讲的是啊，仁爱和喜乐和恩慈。
So first, let's look at the love.
我们先一起来看仁爱。
And as we just read from the book of Matthew, love is the first characteristic of the first of the fruit of the Spirit.
哦，我们刚才读到马太福音的时候，里面讲到爱，这个也是刚才我们读的圣经加拉太书里面，它是圣灵的果子的第一个种。
And it's no surprise.As love is the biggest command from God.
我们也不奇怪，因为爱是成为诫命中的最大的。
When Jesus was asked which is the greatest commandment in the law,
有人在问耶稣哪一个是律法中最大的一条？
And he gave two.
So 主耶稣回答他两条。
And first, love God with all the heart, all the soul, and all the mind.
第一，就是要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And second, love neighbor as self.
第二，是要爱人如己。
And that we can see those two commands are all about love.
我们可以看到这两条诫命都是讲到要爱。
And also in the first passage that the first message I delivered in July,
我在第一部分讲到这个圣灵的果子是在七月份，去年七月份的时候。
And Apostle Paul talked about how to resolve the problem in the Galatian church.
因为保罗使徒他是在说怎样解决在加拉太教会的问题。
Because the dispute at that time is the two extreme.
那个时候教会里面所争论的好像是有两个极端。
And legalism on one hand and the license on the other hand.
一方面好像是律法主义，另外一方面好像是放纵主义。
And Paul gives the two advice to them.
So 保罗就给他们的教导。
And first, having faith through love.
So 第一个就是从爱里面得到信心。
And to those who want to follow the legalism.
对，特别是对那些好像是要从律法主义来这些人。
And the second is serving one another in love.
还有一个是我们要彼此的服侍。
And for those who follow the license on their hand.
是，这些是特别对那些好像是放纵的人来说。
So love is the solution for the problem there.
所以讲到仁爱，就是保罗对那个加拉太教会的给他们的一个解决的方法。
And also in the Corinthians chapter, First Corinthians chapter 13:13, Paul also stated.
同样的，在哥林多前书13:13，保罗是这样说的
：Now faith, hope, love, abiding these three.
现今长存的是信望爱。
But the greatest of these is love.
但最大的就是爱。
So we know that love is the greatest here.
所以我们知道爱是最最大的。
So if you go to the next page.
所以我们下面再看下面的另外一张那个画片。
Yeah. Yeah, flip to the next page.
再往下一张。
Okay.So, what kind of love that the fruit of Spirit is referring to?
圣灵在这里所说的圣灵所结的果子是在这里说的是什么样的爱呢？
C.S. Lewis in his book The Four Loves classified love into four categories.
C.S. Lewis 他曾经讲到爱的时候，他把它分成有四个方面。
And he uses four Greek words.
他用的是四个希腊的那个词。
And the first one is stoge.
第一个叫做 stoge.
And the second one philia.
第二个呢叫 alia.
The third one is eros.
然后第三个叫 eros.
And the last one is called agape.
那么第四个, 也是最后一个, 叫做 agape.
And stoge is essentially the love between the family members and natural.
第一个, 爱所讲的就是说, 好像是你生命里面自然出来的对你亲情方面的家庭满, 成员的爱。
And philia is essentially, you can see Philadelphia, and that's the love among the friends.
这个 philia 的爱是讲的是 和朋友, 你的朋友之间的爱。
And eros is erotic, so it's more about the sexual affection.
这个 eros 这个爱呢, 第三个呢, 它就讲的主要是 男女, 之间的爱。
And last one is called agape. And that is the deepest and purest kind of love and concern for self.
所以第四个是 agape的爱, 那个是真正的纯洁的爱,圣深的爱。
So the love that Paul referred to in this fruit of spirit, of course, is the last one.
所以当然保罗在这里讲的, 在, 圣灵的果子里面的仁爱, 指的是 agape的爱。
But also, that love that Paul referred to essentially is the second commandment instead of the first one.
但保罗在这里讲的确实好像是第二个,
And that is love each other instead of the love of the God.
在这里讲,特别保罗讲, 这第二个诫命就是讲的你们要, 爱人如己。
And that because this is about the manifestation of all the love that we have, the connection with God.
因为这实在是我们里面所知道的，我们的所有的爱都是与神的爱所连接的。
Because God is love, so we ought to manifest God's love through our loving each other.
所以因为神是爱，所以我们是神的儿女，也是一样，我们也是的彼此相爱。
And so let's talk about how important this brotherly love is.
所以我们再来讲一下我们, 这个弟兄的爱是多么的重要。
And Apostle John talks about the brotherly love the most.
因为, 使徒约翰他讲到爱, 他讲了很多。
And both in the book of the John and also the epistles in the First John.
他约翰福音里面，包括他还有那个约翰一书里面讲的特别的多。
And in the book of John, he mentioned three times about Jesus' commandment to us to love one another.
因为他有三次在福音书里面提到主耶稣讲的，你们要彼此相爱是一个命令。
And then in the First John, he talked about the love each other five times. And
在约翰一书里面, 他有五次提到你们要彼此相爱。
So love one another is very important.
所以我们彼此相爱, 这个是非常非常的重要。
And that's because also love is the primary evidence that God and the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives.
同时, 爱, 有仁爱也是表示我们的生命当中是神他在里面做工的一个证, 一个见证。
Specifically, we can look at the following three type of evidence.
所以特别是我们从下面, 几个, 证明来看。
And the first is love is evidence that we have eternal life.
第一个是讲我们如果有爱的话，这是表示我们里面已经有永生的生命。The
second is the evidence that we have true faith.
第二个是我们讲的，如果有爱的话，说我们有真正的信。And
the third one is the evidence that God and Jesus can be visible through us.
第三个是我们有，如果有爱的话，别人就能在我们身上看见神和耶稣基督。So
let's look at the first one. Do we have
让我们一起来看一下, 第一个方面。
So the love is evidence that we have eternal life.
所以这个有仁爱的话, 就表示我们里面有永生的生命。
So the verse that we're going to read is the 1 John 3:14.
所以我们要读的圣经是约翰一书, 3章的14节。
We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death.
我们因为爱弟兄就晓得是已经出死入生了，没有爱心的人住在死中。
How do we know if a tree is alive?
我们怎么知道一棵树它是活的还是死的？
We look at the leaves and the fruits.
我们可以看它的叶子还有它的果实。
If the fruit is the fruit is the evidence that the tree has life in it.
如果看见有果实结果子的话，那当然这个树是活的。
And likewise, how do we know if a believer or a church is alive?
那么我们怎么知道我们一个信主的人，或者是这个教会是活的呢？
Look for the love.
我们要看的就是是否有爱。
Where there is love, there is life.
如果有爱，就表示是活的。
And so, when we truly put love into practice, it becomes evident that the life of God is within us.
如果我们确确实实的在操练彼此相爱，就表明主的生命在我们当中。
So when we do not have love in practice,
如果我们没有的话，就是没有主耶稣基督。
When we fight, divide, and accuse each other, we don't have the evidence of love.
如果我们之间是有争论争吵，没有爱的话，就表示我们里面没有主的生命。
And according to this verse 14, we abide in death.
如果按照我们约翰一书3章14节的话，我们仍然住在死中。
So this verse clearly tells us that when we love one another, we know that we have passed from death to life.
所以从这个圣经章节，我们就知道，如果我们是彼此相爱的话，我们是已经出死入生了。 So
our eternal life is received by faith, but demonstrated by love.
所以我们是因着信，我们因着爱也证明了我们的信，也是证明我们里面有爱。And
so, Christian love is the evidence of eternal life.
所以我们基督徒的彼此的相爱是一个有永生的生命。So
it's a matter of life and death.
是关乎我们是死的还是活的。
But now let's look at the second one.
让我们再来看在第二个那个证明方面。
And that is the verse 323.
那是也是约翰一书3章23节。
This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
Notice that this verse says, this is his commandment.
我们特别注意到，这句话就是神的命令。
And it means only one single commandment.
在这里就是一条命令。
But there are two things in it.
在这个一条命令里面有讲到两个方面。
Believe and love.
里面是有讲到一个命令和相爱。
Believe and love.
那 live 讲到活，讲到信和相爱。
And so, this verse has made the faith and love inseparable.
所以他在这里这句话让我们的信和我们的相爱，彼此相爱是不能分开。
So this is very similar to what James said about the direct relationship between faith and deeds.
这也是跟雅各所说的讲到的信和行为是完全符合的。
So this is a single command.
所以这是一条单条的命令。
So that love for one another is not only the evidence that we have eternal life, but also the evidence that faith through which we receive our eternal life.
所以彼此相爱不但证明我们里面有这个永生，而且是表明我们里面能够遵守的命令。
If we claim we have believed in Jesus, but did not show our love for one another, are we obeying his commandment then?
我们讲我们相信耶稣基督，但是我们却不遵守他的命令。
Then are we obeying his commandment?
所以我们是否在遵守他的命令呢？
All right, so that's the second one. The third one is love is evidence that God and Jesus can be visible through us.
另外一个方面就是如果我们里面有爱，能够让我们里面的神和耶稣能够被人看见。
So let's look at the two verses. One is the first John verse chapter 4, verse 12, and then the book of John, chapter 1, verse 18. Let me read the English first.
下面我们要看两条圣经，一个第一个是在这个约翰一书的四章十二节，我们英文先请。
No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us.
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
因为没有人从来没有人见过神，只有在神父神怀里的独生爱子将他显明出来。
Notice the similarity between the two verses in 1 John and John.
我们能看到这个这两段圣经里面的相似之处，一个是约翰一书，还有一个是约翰福音。
They both start with no one has seen God at any time.
他们都开始都只说到没有人，从来没有人见过神。
In the book of John, it states that Jesus was the living proof of God.
因为在约翰福音里面讲到耶稣是将神表现出来。
In the first John, it states that love one another was the living proof of God.
因为在约翰一书里面讲到我们彼此相爱是讲神在我们里面活。
How do we understand these two verses and how they are connected?
我们怎么样能够真正的明白这两节圣经，而且这两节圣经是怎样的互相的关联？
We know that God is spirit and invisible to us.
因为我们知道神他是一个灵，我们是肉眼是看不见的。
And his appearance in the Old Testament to Moses and others was just a temporal human earthly form.
在旧约里面曾经提到过，好像神的显现以人的样式显现，像摩西显现，那只不过好像是一个化身的显现。
And Jesus came into the world, and he has shown the true living God through him.
因为主耶稣基督他道成肉身来到人世间，是真正的将神显明出来。
As he just said in the John chapter 14:9, he who has seen me has seen the Father.
因为就像在约翰福音里面十四章里面讲到的，如果看见了我，就看见了父。
So we might say that it was all well for those who actually have seen Jesus when he lived on the earth.
所以我们当时会说，哎呀，这些人实在是有福，他们活的时候，在耶稣的时候能看见耶稣。
They had a unique opportunity to see the invisible God through the visible Jesus of the Nazareth as a person.
因为这些人就有这样的机会，他们能够看见，看不见的神，看见了耶稣，通过耶稣看见了看不见的神。
What about us, the rest of the people?
那么对于我们这些人以后的人怎么说呢？
And of course, we can read the Bible and know the stories of Jesus.
当然我们可以读圣经，也可以知道读到关于主耶稣的事情。
But is that all for us to see?
这个是不是所有对我们来说所有的呢？
And according to John, it is not all.
按照约翰来说不只是这些。
In this verse, he indicated our love for one another make visible the love of God.
这里讲到如果我们有彼此相爱的心的话，就能够让神能够显明出来。
And or God himself, since God is love.
因为神他就是爱。
So when we love each other in practical way, the love of God can be seen.
如果我们在彼此真实的、切实的相爱的话，我们就能够看见神了。
Or God himself can be seen.
因为他神的自己就会被我们看见。
So in other words, people can look at us, the believers, and how we live together and love each other and see the reality of God being demonstrated.
所以世人如果看见我们基督徒是如何彼此相爱的在这里的相处，他们就能够看见实际的主耶稣看见神。
And that is the invisible God makes himself visible in our life, in our love for each other.
因为就是神他虽然不能看见，但借着我们能够将他彰显出来。
From time to time, we all say or hear some others say to the unbelievers.
我们以前我们常常会说这样的话。
And don't look at us, please look at Jesus only.
你们不要看我们要看主耶稣基督。
And we all have problems, but Jesus is perfect.
我们是不完全的，我们有很多的问题，但是主耶稣是完全的。
And in a way, that's a right attitude because Jesus is the head of.
从一方面来讲，这确实是对的，因为确实主耶稣只有主耶稣是完全的。
But do we think sometimes we make excuse?
所以从另一方面讲
，have a protective mind that we do not want to follow the God's command to love each other.
所以从另外一方面来讲，我们好像是也是在确实在找一些借口，我们不能完全的将。遵守神的命令。
And if we or our church makes excuse not to exercise the love for one another, are we making God invisible through us?
所以我们如果包括我们自己还有教会，如果我们不能彼此相爱的话，我们没有将不能看见的神能够显明出来。
So let us all strive for the God-like, Christ-like spirit to produce the love so that we can become living proof of the living God to the unbelievers.
So, 让我们一起来努力让神的生命、耶稣的生命还有圣灵带领我们，让他借着我们能够彰显出他们大能来。
And Jesus is a perfect example of love.
因为主耶稣基督他确确实实是一个非常一个完美的榜样，是作为爱的榜样。
So let's follow Jesus.
让我们一起来跟随我们的主耶稣。
And here is one sentence that the Chris Wright wrote, the New Testament author.
这里有一句话哈，是一位也是叫 Chris,
If you go to the next page.
Chris Wright, 一句摘录啊，摘录他的一句话。
And next page, please. Okay, sir. All right.Let me just read. Christian love is incredibly transforming and in many contexts so surprising and countercultural that it can only be the work of Christ, the power of the gospel, the fruit of the spirit.
讲到我们基督徒之间的那个爱哈，它是能够做这样的，有这样的大的变化，改变，以至于这个爱也是与我们所习惯的这些文化背景是完全相反的。
On this topic of love, I just want to show this picture to you.
应该下面一张。
Yeah, this one.
Okay. 所以下面呢，我们要看一张这张 slides.
And we all know that we are all very concerned about the hate crimes against Asian and the movement of the Black Lives Matter and also the current going on.The trial of the police.
我们现在也大家都听到很多关于黑命贵，包括现在最近的一些对待亚洲人方面的一些仇恨的事情，包括一些对警察的一些粗暴。
But do you still remember this happened about 2 years ago?
但是你是否还记得这件事情发生在2年前
？And the young man.Publicly forgive the killer of his brother in court.
这位是一个年轻的人，他在这里这是拥抱这位是一个女警察女警察把他的哥哥杀害了。
And that's the what I think is matters most is that this is out, you know, standing out. This is countercultural.
我们可以讲这个好像是与我们的我们所想象的我们的文化是完全相反的。
And so the point I want to make is love dissolves, but hate aggravates.
所以我们在这里要讲的是爱 能够真实的融化一切的矛盾，只有恨是加剧了这个矛盾。
So that is love. Love is the evidence that we have the life. Eternal life, and we have the faith.
是讲到这个爱的话，只有通过爱才能证明我们里面有永生，也能证明我们里面有真正的信。
And that also evidence that we can show that the true living God can be visible.
只有我们里面有真正的爱，我们才能够将我们里面的神真正的显明出来。
All right, next, let's look at the joy.
下面一个，我们一起来看一下喜乐。
Next page.
下面我们看一下喜乐。
All right, so basically, I want to talk of these four things. What is joy?
所以我们要讲下面讲喜乐从四个方面来讲。
And then become part of the God family should bring us joy.
一个是什么是喜乐，怎么才能使你喜乐？第二个是怎才成为神的家中的一个成员，应该给我们带来喜乐。
Then what's the difference between joy and happiness? And lastly, is that talk about the joy in the face in time of difficulty?
我们讲到喜乐和快乐它的区别。另外，最后我们会讲到在困难中我们有信心的喜乐。
Next page, please.
在下面一张。
So Awana book defines the joy as contentment and happiness in a person that comes from a relationship with our trustworthy God.
是在这个Awana这个书里面曾经定义这个喜乐哈，它是说从人和可信靠之神的亲密关系中所带来的满足和幸福。
And you can see that joy comes from the relationship with God.
所以你看到这个喜乐哈，是跟神有这个关系里面所带来的。
The closer relationship you have with God, the more joyful you will become.
你与神的关系越亲密，越能给你带来喜乐的满足。
And you can see that the definition did not mention anything about the environment we live in. They are not relevant to joy.
所以讲到这里喜乐的时候，你注意到他没有提到任何其他的外面的环境。的条件或者情况。
And joy rests in the deep calm sea below the huge waves above.
这个喜乐好像就形容在一个在海里面，是虽然上面是风浪的非常的大，海浪波浪非常大，但是它却是在海底的深处却是那样的平静。
So what make you joyful in this world then?
那么什么能够在这个世界上能够带来什么样的喜乐呢？
So each person may have different answer.
那么这个每一个人可能都会有不同的回答。
And for me, have a wonderful family, have a strong faith, have hope and future all bring joy.
对我来讲，如果有个非常美好的家庭，还有对我非常美好的将来，还有信这是对我来说就是非常的喜乐的。
And you may hardly believe, but memorizing Bible book has become one of the most joyful things for me to do.
对我来讲，你相信不相信？在这里背诵背圣经，就是我其中的一个最喜乐的事情。
Next page, please. And because it brings me closer to God and His Word.
因为它实在是背诵圣经，让我与神的关系更加的亲密。
And once memorized, his words become available to me anytime, anywhere.
当我将他的话记在我心里的时候，我随时随地就有神的话在我的里面。
And some of you may know that our whole family took a trip to Hawaii last Christmas holiday season.
所以你们当中有些人可能知道，我们一家我们在去年的圣诞节的时候，我们去了夏威夷度假。
And needless to say that we as a family.Enjoy the time together.
不用说，我们因为我们一个家在一起享受这段时光。
The smooth COVID testing procedure, on-time flights, cheap rentals, beautiful scenes, just to name a few.
所以我们讲到刚开始的时候去作为新冠病毒的检查是那样的顺利，然后呢飞机也是那样的准点。
But one of the most memorable moments I experienced are during some of the memorization at the vacation.
我们特别里面要提到的是，在这个度假之中一些特别值得纪念的一些事情。
And the first picture is the enjoy the sea turtles and the sunset while memorizing.
所以特别是我特别想念那个我们在海滩在日落的时候看见在海滩上面的海龟。
And the second one is that on the boat to on the way to snorkeling at Mauna Kea crater.
第二张照片右边的是讲到我们的乘船要去潜水。
And that's about 30 minutes more than 30 minutes of boat ride.
所以大概有 30分钟的乘船的这个旅途。
And the third one is a stop in the on the road to Hana waiting for my wife's job interview for about 30 minutes.
所以第三个三张照片是我们在去一个叫Hana的地方，我们中间会停下来等了30分钟，因为我的妻子她有一个工作的一个面试。
So I basically memorizing the verse while watching the big wave surfing of the of these people.
这个时候我们就在这里一方面在背诵，在背神的话语，另外一方面在看这些人在冲浪。
And the last is that we have sleeping in the dark night without any power because of the power outage for the whole night of the huge wind.
还有一个我特别记到的是，那天晚上我们没有电，因为大风暴，所以我们整个晚上是黑的。
And you cannot do anything, but I can memorizing Bible verse.
虽然是天是整个是都黑的没有电，但是我仍然可以在这里面记和背诵神的话语。
So the other joy, another joy I have experienced recently is during the children worship when I watch kids take turns to read the Bible verses.
还另外一个使我特别能够得到喜乐的是在儿童的敬拜里面，当孩子们他们在轮流在读这个圣经的时候。
And especially when a boy with autism can read enthusiastically with the help of his sister and with the displayed patience from all other kids.
Yeah, 特别是我们有一个孩子是他有点视力发展稍微缓慢的，但是他的读圣经是那样的认真的时候，还有其他的孩子们一起这样子帮助认真的听，这使我非常的喜乐。
And lastly, we all have joy watching and celebrating the baptism of our brothers and sisters.
还有一个是让我非常喜乐，就看见我们的弟兄和姐�ei受洗归入主的名下。
And for example, we celebrate the baptism of Sister Esther on the Easter Sunday with the whole track program.
就像我们在我们的姐�ei Esther在上个礼拜复活节的时候，她的受洗。
So what brings us to joy? One of the biggest elements is becoming part of the God's family.
所以另外一个什么能够使我们带入我们的喜乐，让我们能够喜乐的是我们能够成为神家中的一个成员。
When we know for sure that as part of the family, we will never lose.
因为我们知道我们一旦成为神家里的成员，我们不再会失去了。
So we can take a couple of examples in the Bible about this point.
我们可以在圣经里面多处地看到这方面的讲到神的家。
In Luke chapter 15, there are three parables.
因为讲到路加福音，十五章的时候，有讲到三个比喻。
And the lost sheep, lost coin, and the prodigal son.
一个是失去的羊，还有一个走迷的羊，还有一个失去的铜钱，还有一个是叫做。 这个浪子回来。
And there's a great joy and a celebration when the prodigal son returned to the family.
当这个浪子回头回到家里面的时候，他们真是大大的庆祝喜乐。
Not only the son is joyful, but also the father and the God.
不但是这个浪子他有喜乐，而且他的父亲 真是有喜乐，连我们的父神也是也喜乐。
The second example is in the book of Acts, chapter 8.
那么另外还有一个是在使徒行传第八章里面说到。
And the story of Ethiopian eunuch.
这是讲到一个埃塞俄比亚的一个太监。
And he was reading the Isaiah chapter 53 and don't understand it.
因为他那个时候正在读以赛亚书第53章。
And Philip then helped him to understand it, and once he understood it, Philip baptized him in the river.
所以这腓力呢，这个使徒之一腓力就来帮助他，然后让他明白他所读的以赛亚书，然后见到水的时候就下来给他施洗了。
So as we know that as the eunuch, he could not obviously have family or son or daughters.
所以我们知道，如果讲的太监的话，他是没有办法成立家庭生孩子的。
But after he believed in the good news about Jesus and baptized by Philip.
但是当他相信主耶稣基督之后，而且按照在他的名下受洗，
he went on his way rejoicing.
所以他欢欢喜喜地回去了。
So becoming a part of God's family, no matter what your human, in this world, what kind of condition you are, you become part of the God family should bring you joy.
所以不管你是在这个世界上面你好像是处于什么样的人，是否有家庭，但是你已经成为神的家庭一员的时候，这个是最最重要的。
So we understand in this world there's broken family, there's divorce, there's all sorts of things, but become part of the God family, bring you joy.
但是我们知道，在我们这个当今社会里面，我们看到许多破碎的家庭，还有一些离婚的。但是我们如果是在神的家庭里面的话，会带来给我们带来真正的喜乐。
So next, let's look at the joy versus happiness. Everybody probably already know the difference.
所以我们下面来看一看到底是喜乐和那个高兴哈，那个happy 哈，有什么区别？快乐有什么区别？
And as I stated before, joy rests in the deep calm sea below the huge wave above.
因为讲到前面讲到那个喜乐，好像就是在深海底一样的水一样的平静。
No matter how big the wave above is, the joy rests in the deep calmly.
无论这个海面上面的风浪多大，这个浪有多大，但是在深海之处那个仍然是那样的平静。
So joy is different from happiness.
所以这个喜乐与这个快乐是不一样的。
Happiness relies on the environment.The earthly things such as wealth, position, human praises, etc.
我们讲到快乐是跟周围的环境，你所处的环境和你你所处的地位各方面都是有关系的。
And happiness is temporary and can come and go very fast depending on the time and the condition.
因为这快乐这个东西只是暂时的，它能够来也能够去。
But joy stays always.Independent of the environment.
但是这个喜乐却是在里面是永远的，它是与周界的环境条件困难都没有关系。
In fact, even situation like suffering, illness, and accident, and persecution, and all the other difficulties cannot and do not take away the inner joy that is part of the fruit of spirit.
就是这些病痛也好，疾病也好，还有我们遇到的一些不幸的一些事件也好，或者一些逼迫也好，这些都不会使我们里面的喜乐能够夺去。
And in fact, it stands out that we have joy in face in the time of difficulty.
也特别是在这些困难，当我们面临困境的时候，就是这个喜乐能够让我们帮助我们度过。
And look at the Old Testament books of Psalms.
让我们来看一下旧约里面的诗篇。
Even though Psalms means the praises.
我们知道这个讲到诗篇的话，它这都是赞美。
But the single largest category of praises consists of laments.
但是你真正看到里面讲到的诗篇里面的话，是里面包含了很大很大的部分是个哀歌。
That is that authors bring before God their personal pain, injustice, oppression, attacks, grave illness.
这个里面的诗篇里面表明了这些诗人，他们把他们自己里面的哀痛、自己里面的叹息啊，真实的带到了神的面前。
They were completely honest and did not pretend that everything was fine and tried to look happy.
他们是向神完全的、真心的打开他们的。他们里面所处的光景，他们没有任何好像要掩盖来说，好像事情还可以。
And sometimes we are pressured to do so in churches.
但是我们常常我们自己会因着一些压力，我们在教会里面会常常表现出来，我们还各方面都还好。
And pretend to be happy.
好像来摆上我们里面仍然是高兴的这个面具哈。
Yet by bringing their suffering into the presence of God, they were able to turn into hope, praise, and joy because of their trust and the faith in God.
真是将我们的苦难，我们所受的苦带到神的面前的时候，让我们能够真正的让神来帮助我们，让我们里面有个真正的喜乐。
The other example in the Old Testament is the book of Habakkuk.
我们其中讲到一个这个例子，就是在哈巴谷书里面。
And his country was facing a devastating invasion that might destroy everything.
因为哈巴谷在那个时候，他们的整个国家面临着一个大的一个逼迫和一个毁坏。
And he was trembling with fear at the prospect.
那个诗人常常讲到，他是在这战惊，当看到要来的这些攻击的时候。
But he knew he still could trust in God and rejoice in Him.
但他知道他能够在这样的困境当中、攻击当中，他仍然能够相信神，而且是能够有喜乐。
So the chapter 3 verse 17-18 says, though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flocks should be cut off from the fold, and there will be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
好，我们可以看到中文里面十七节说，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
So another example in the New Testament is the Paul.
另外一个我们在新约里面讲到一个喜乐的例子就是保罗。
And when he wrote his letter most enthusiastically about joy was when he himself was chained up in Roman prison.
保罗特别在了书信里面写到这个喜乐的时候，而他自己当时还是在罗马的监狱里面。
And so this is about joy. Joy is independent of the environment.
这就是喜乐，喜乐跟我们周围的环境是没有关系的。
And in fact, when you have a joy during the difficult time, you stand out and to give a good testimony to God.
因为你如果有喜乐在你里面的话，在困境当中，你能够怎样做神荣耀的见证。
The other thing is our joy is coming from our hope in the future.
另外一个是我们有喜乐，是帮助我们里面有真正的盼望。
Just as the Romans chapter 8, verse 18 says, For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared.With the glory that is to be revealed to us.
所以在像罗马书第八章里面说到，保罗特别提到，我现在所受的苦难与我将来要得到的荣耀是没有无可比喻的。
So that is joy.
那就是喜乐。
So because of time, and let's move on to the last one, which is kindness.
下面我们再看今天我要讲的第三个就是恩慈。
So what is kindness?
那什么是恩慈呢？
Kindness means that being thoughtful for others more than for self in any particular situation.
恩赐是特别讲到你如果愿意啊做一些事情来帮助别人，即使对你自己哈、啊、这件事情对你自己来说是很不方便的事情。
And kindness can be as simple as a present word or a caring smile.
包括一些啊，这里面其中讲到一些，你说一些非常啊友善、非常帮啊啊友好的话，和一些啊，包括些谢谢。
On the slide, being kind means that in a lot of cases, that it's the willingness to do something to help someone else, even if it could be inconvenient to self.
就像这个片子上面所打出来的，我们是愿意啊，愿意去做一些事情，虽然对自己来说可能不方便。
So it goes beyond duty. It goes beyond the reward.
啊，这个是啊，完全超过我们的责任，也超过我们所要得到啊回
报的。Yeah, in many cases, kindness costs something to do, but does not expect any return reward.
也就是说，我们要去付代价去做，但是我们不指望任何的回报。
Even though kindness starts with an action, it normally refers to the habit and the character of a person.
虽然我们讲到恩慈是好像是一个行动，但是里面会常常是讲到我们里面的一个习惯。
When someone has been kind to you, you would say, "Thank you. You are very kind."
所以当有人啊来对你做了一些啊给你一些恩慈帮助你的时候，你会说谢谢你啊，你做的非常啊非常的啊这个有帮助。
We don't say that was a kind thing you did.
我们啊不会说哦，你做的这件事情是非常的好。
And though it is probably more correct to say that way.
但实际上我们可能是指的是这件事情。
But because kind deeds are normally done by people who are themselves kind by their habit or character.
因为讲到做这种友善的事情，恩慈的事，是指这个人他里面已经有这个恩慈在他里面。
So it is about the character.
这也是关乎这个品格品性。
So let's look at the character, kindness.From God.
所以我们来看一看是神他自己的这个恩慈的品格。
And first, in the Old Testament, and you would say, normally you associate God with righteousness.
所以当我们在读到旧约的时候，我们常常会一想到神，就想到他是公义的神。
And you would not associate God with kindness in the Old Testament.
可能你不会把这个恩慈和神连在啊，作为他的一个特别的一个品格连在一起。
But there's a Hebrew word called hesed.
但是希伯来啊，这个话里面有一句叫 hesed， 它叫 hesed。
And this is used to praise God.
它这个特别是啊讲这个词是用来讲到神。
And this word is used to describe the God's character.
它是用来这个词是来赞美神的这个性格和品格。
And this word has a rich meaning in it, and there's a lot of different ways to translate into English.
因为这个希伯来语在这句话它是可以非常的丰富，它里面有许多的包括了很多的含义。
Love, loyalty, mercy, compassion.And most often used is called the loving kindness.
所以里面特别讲到爱、仁爱啊、忠诚的爱，然后有怜悯的爱、同情心，还有讲到是恩慈的爱，就是慈爱。
And so the best example is the Psalm 23, which is the most famous one. And the last verse it says, "Surely goodness and loving kindness, that's a hesed."Will follow me all the days of my life.
所以在诗篇里面23篇里面就提到这个慈爱就是他在最后一句话里面说我必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And the greatest example of kindness of God, of course, is his gift of his own son, Jesus.
当然我们知道这个最最大他给我们的礼物就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
In the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 4 to 5, it says, But when the kindness of God, our Savior, and His love for mankind appeared, He saved us not on the basis of deeds which He did we did in righteousness, but in accordance with his mercy by the washing of the regeneration and the renewing by the Holy Spirit.
所以下面一章吗?
Okay, so it's a one, the kindness of God.
下面有没有一章?有没有?
就叫, yeah, that's in the Titus 3, 4-5. I didn't print it out.
那是在我们在提多书里面第四章, 我们来去看一下。
Chapter 3, verse 4, but one, the kindness of God.
是讲到神的一个慈爱恩慈。
All right, so in the Bible, there are a lot of examples of kindness. Because of time, I just list them out, and you may look at them later on. First, the book of Ruth is full of kindness and double or triple kindness between people.
这里我又列出来一些特别讲到里面的恩慈的，那么大家可以回去仔细去看，里面讲到路德记里面有讲到有双倍的、三倍的这个恩慈。
And in the book of 1 Samuel about the Jonathan to David, the kindness.
那么在撒母耳记上的时候讲到约拿丹和大卫的爱。
And the Mark chapter 2, verse 2-12, about the four friends of a lame man.
讲到还有这个摊子的四个朋友是在马可福音里面讲到。
And also the good Samaritan in the book of Luke.
当然还有在讲到好撒玛利亚人里面是在路加福音里面提到。
And the prime example of the kindness, of course, is Jesus again.
当然我们讲到真正的只有主耶稣他是真正的施行给予慈爱的。If
you go to the next page, please.
那我们下面一章哈。
Yeah, this is another quote, basically says, if kindness is essentially loving others enough to put their needs before your own, then Jesus was kindness incarnate, kindness on two legs.
这句话也是一个摘录一句，它叫克里斯莱特的他的话，就是如果恩慈是在本质上对别人有足够的爱，而把别人的需要放在自己的需要之前的话，那么耶稣基督他就是一个恩慈的一个化身，一个活出来的，是可以行走的，行走就像我们人一样行走，他们活出来的恩赐。
And some would classify Jesus' ministry as ministry from interruption.
有的时候他耶稣在地上的施工的时候，一些被打扰的里面，主耶稣是怎样来面对这些？
Yeah, a lot of things Jesus said and did occurred because an interruption to his originally planned activity or journey occurred.
因为我们在这里讲到说一些施工当中一些被打扰的事情，就是说在主耶稣的计划当中好像是还没有特意安排的。And
Jesus responded to these interruptions with kindness.
当主耶稣对待这些被打扰的事情突然进来的事情，他是用他的慈爱来对待。Now
here are some of examples. The woman with bleeding interrupted him on his way to an urgent medical emergency.
我们也知道有一位当耶稣去治疗一个人的路上的时候，那个流血的血漏的妇人在这里突然的来摸着他的衣袍。And
the parents brought their children when his disciple was ready to get on their private lessons.
当耶稣要召聚他们门徒在一起，要给他们来特别的训练的时候，这个时候有一个父亲带着他的 孩子要向耶稣求医治他的孩子。But
because of time limit, I'm not going to say all of that. But in all these examples, Jesus showed extraordinary kindness and provided precious time and attention to their needs in spite of their interruptions.
所以我们时间的关系，我们不多讲这些例子。但是我们看到主耶稣他用时间、他的精力来对待这些突然打扰的事情。 他是怎样的用恩慈慈爱来对待。So,
next page. So, let's look at some of the examples around us.
我们也来看看在我们周围的一些例子。
I know we all have a list of kindness around us.
我们知道，在我们周围，你可能呢遇到许多，你受到许多的被人恩慈来对待的。
But the following just some of the example that I personally experienced over the last couple of years.
所以我在这里跟大家分享的是我自己个人所经历到的这些受到的恩惠和恩慈。
Again, everyone have a list may be different because of the experience.
当然每一个人所经历的所遇到的可能会不同。
And I have basically before the pandemic happened,And during the pandemic, just to classify these differently.
所以我在在新冠病毒之前我就遇到一些我在这里要讲一下。
Okay, so first, before the pandemic, that one Awana teacher always spent her own money to purchase beautiful gifts such as pen, toys, etc. for the children every month.
所以在这个新冠病毒之前我们有一位这个 Awana 的老师他常常用自己的钱来给孩子们送一些特别一些有意义的礼物像送笔啊送一些小的这些纪念性的礼物。
That's kindness.
这是表示对孩子们表示出来的恩慈。
Awana teachers celebrate the birthdays of the clubbers each month by providing cakes monthly.
还有这个 Awana 的这些老师们他们为每个月都会有这个月里面要过生日的孩子们准备好蛋糕跟他们一起庆祝生日这也是一个恩慈。
Now, some of the examples during pandemic.
那么我们在讲在这个疫情当中的时候。
And if everyone knows that we have Zoom IDs,But do you know that our church uses these Zoom ID free?And by provided by the brothers on their own cost.
所以我们在这个疫情当中，我们都用网上的聚会有这些聚会的这些软件都是有许多是我们弟兄姐妹自己的钱来摆上的。
And also our own church children worship programs was provided by the Saddleback Church free of charge.
还有我们的儿童的敬拜里面用的软件用的课程也是一个叫 Saddleback 的这个教会他提供的他是相当于不收任何费用的。
Yes, they are very kind to provide a free program to all churches in need during pandemic.
所以他们是可以神的家有这样的恩慈给所有的教会提供这样的课程。
So,Lastly, let's look at how to cultivate our kindness as a habit.
所以下面我们来讲，我们怎样能够培养出来，我们能够真是常常会有恩慈的这个习惯。
And we know we all have failed to act in kindness because kindness is not a natural thing to do.
因为我们知道，我们常常在这上面我们失败，因为实在这个恩慈不是我们里面我们自然生命里面所有的。
And indeed, the kindness of the fruit of spirit is spiritual.
因为这实在这个恩慈是圣灵的果实，它是属灵的。
It comes one being filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为它只有当圣灵充满的时候，它才会能结出这样的果子来。
And a lot of times we have many excuses not to be kind to others.
我们当然常常我们是找了许多的借口，我们好像没有办法对待人用恩慈来待人。
And often we think we are too busy and do not want to be interrupted.
我们知道我们常常我们自己觉得很忙碌，我们不愿意被打扰。
And we think our own stuff is too important to be interrupted.
我们常常把我们自己的事看到是非常的重要。
And other times we are so self-protective.
也换句话说，我们常常是自己好像来保护自己。
No, other times.
或者是要在其他的时间当中。
For example, we don't want to be cheated by the others.
在另外一话说，我们常常可能不愿意我们被上当或者被别人欺骗。
And one sister says she always gave money to the beggars at the exit of the highways.
我们有一位姐妹说，她常常给这些在高速公路旁边那些讨饭的人。常常给他们一些钱。
knowing that there is chance some may not be true beggars.
他自己也知道了，其中当中有些人并不是真正的一些乞丐，但是他仍然这样做。
And she gives anyway.
但他仍然是愿意给。
That's a good example of not self-protective.
这就是一个说，好像我们不是常常来保护自己。
Of course, we are not saying here that we should blindly be kind to all others.
啊，这并不是说我们鼓励，好像说你是盲目的啊，来给人啊施恩。
But we need to be less self-protective for sure.
对，我们讲的就是说，我们不要来啊，常常的来从自己这方面来保护自己。
A habit is formed when doing so become a natural thing.
这个成为习惯的话，就是让我们能够常常操练，让我们以后行出来的时候是很自然的行出来。
And we don't need to stop and think and check all the negative reasons before offering to help others.
当我们行出来的时候，遇到这种情况的时候，我们不需要在这里好像要停下来好好想一想，然后再该怎么做。
And it becomes a habit when we become uneasy if we fail to do or say what is kind.
当我们如果没有对人有施恩的时候，我们自己里面会觉得内疚。
So how do we achieve a habit of kindness?
所以让我们怎么样能够真正的我们里面有恩慈。
And of course, having a good relationship with God is the first and foremost important thing to do.
当然我们是和神有关系，建立这个关系的时候，神的诫命的时候。
As the love and the kindness comes from God.
因为这个仁爱还有这个恩慈都是从神来的。
But practically, the following questions may help us, going in the right direction.
所以下面这些神的话语能够帮助我们走在正确的道路上。
So,Who can I thank today at home, at work, or at any other occasions?
他说谁能够
Who can I thank today?
我今天才是说我谁我能差遣呢？
感谢。
谁我今天我需要我应该需要感谢谁呢？
Where can I give a smile or a word of appreciation?
或者是哪里我们能够做什么能够来表示我们的这个满意，我们的也是感谢哈。
And what will I do if I meet someone in need?
如果我去到有人特别有需要的时候，我该怎么做呢？
Who can I show the kindness of the Lord to?
我谁我能向他将神的慈爱来向他来坐在他的身上呢？
And regarding to the last question above,
那么关于最后一个问题，
showing the kindness of the Lord, and we can refer to the Paul's letter to Colossians, chapter 3, verse 17 and 23, which is on the screen.
所以讲到我们怎样将我们神的慈爱能够显明出来的时候，就是在哥罗西书这个三章里面说到的。
And verse 17 says, Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
三章十七节说，无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
And then the 23, whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord and not for people.
所以23节无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
So verse 17 tells that we perform as if Christ himself performs in and through us.
因为17节是讲到主他自己在我们里面做。
And verse 23 tells us that we perform to the person as if he is Christ himself.
第二三节讲的是我们对待他就像我们是坐在主身上一样。
In other words, we ask ourselves the two questions.
我们还可以在这里问我们自己有两个问题。
What would I do for people if I were Christ?
常常面到这个问题就是说如果我当怎么做如果我是基督的话。
And then, what would I do for people if they were Christ.
或者是我怎么做，这些人我所面对的，他们如果是主的话，我当怎样行？
With that kind of attitude and mind in us,
我们有这样的心思和意念的话，
would it be easier to treat others with kindness?
是不是很会帮助我们来对待别人，能够常常的施恩施慈爱？
I'm sure the answer is yes.
我相信我们的答案是是的。
And of course, these two verses are very challenging.
我们当然也知道这两节圣经也是非常的挑战的。
And I'm sure none of us can live up to this high standard.
我也相信我们中间可能没有一个人能够活出来这样的一个标准。
But it should be the goal for us, and that is one way of being like Jesus more and more.
对，但是这个确实应该是成为我们确确实实的一个目标，这也是一个我们真正我们爱主。
And that is our prayer too.
这也是我们的祷告。
So let's pray.
那我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus.
我们在天上的阿爸父神，主耶稣基督。
And thank you for giving us those commands.
谢谢你给我们这些命令。
Through Apostle Paul, you tell us that we should show love, joy, and kindness.
我们借着使徒保罗，也告诉我们应当能接触这个仁爱、喜乐和这个恩慈的果子来。
And it is not a separate fruit, but it's parts of the same fruit.
这并不是说我们有这三样果子，但他们确确实实一样果子里面的三个方面。
And because that's because when we have a close relationship with God and our Jesus Christ.
因为当我们与我们的父和主耶稣基督有这样的亲密的关系的时候。
And when we are led by the Spirit, live by the Spirit, and walk in the Spirit, then we show the fruit of spirit.
当我们被圣灵所带领，圣灵说，在这里靠着圣灵而活，靠着圣灵而行走的时候，我们就能够有这样的果子。
And it's not because our own strength or our own wisdom.
并不是我们自己的力量或者我们的智慧。
But because God and Jesus Christ.
但是确实是因着我们的父神，因着我们主耶稣基督而有的。
And let us follow the step of Jesus.
让我们跟随我们主耶稣基督的脚踪。
Let us live a life of godliness.
让我们活出来一个敬虔的生活。
And more and more like Jesus.
让我们越来越像主耶稣基督。
May God bless us.
愿神以祝福我们每一位。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.